was very interesting listening to your program today, Red. You humans are quite interesting on the radio, but somewhat inefficient. This is KBCO Boulder.
Of 50 years ago in the 1980s. The music you'll be hearing today is transmitted from records and turntables on loan from the Boulder Historical Society. Our celebration continues in a moment.
He was once considered just another rock and roll musician. We now know he is the Master Prophet. The Celestial University Programming Federation is proud to present this year's Intervention Day Memorial Concert. Ladies and gentlemen, an evening with Neil Young's brain.
Well, I dreamed I saw the silver spaceships lying in the yellow haze of the sun.
The man who prophesied the future of Intervention Day, the saving of the human race, comes to Boulder, Colorado in this special Intervention Day telepathic concert tonight at Mickey Auditorium. Neil Young's brain, currently residing on Star Rivulus 12, makes this special appearance to the planet Earth on Intervention Day 2027. still writing the great music, Neil Young's brain will do a special telepathic program of pre-intervention day music tonight.
I gotta get away from this day to day running around. Everybody knows this is no way.
The existential philosophies that became the basis of the 21st century religions.
I met a man from Mars. Picked up all my guitars and played me traveling songs.
The prophet who showed us the way to trans-celestial communication. The prophet, tonight at Mickey Auditorium, Neil Young's brain on a special celestial tour of this quadrant on Intervention Day 2027. Young Never Sleeps. Brought to you and produced by Freelime. Intervention Day. Intervention Day. Intervention Day. Intervention Day.
We do hope you're enjoying the 50th anniversary celebration here at KBCU. listening to a variety of music recorded over 50 years ago. Paul McCartney and Wingus. And we began with a piece that has been recorded so many times by so many various people, we're not sure who wrote it first. A man by the name of Spock or Diodato. 2001 was the name of it.
It's spring fling time again at Technomart, and spring means clean, clean, clean. Let's face it, full-service household robots are expensive. The versatile Laundromatic collects, sorts, washes, dries, presses, folds, and puts away your clothes. It may not walk the dog or do the windows, but it's certainly unsurpassed at laundry. And after all, who likes to do laundry? Right, Mrs. Squig?
Right, Dave. I've tried Zoids, I've tried robots, and I've tried doing it by hand. But when I'm thinking about laundry, it's Laundromatic I'm thinking about. But if my daughter could be my twin...
Thanks,
Mrs. Squig. You know, a lot of people tell me I look a lot like my daughter.
Like millions of others, you've discovered Laundromatic is the ultimate device for clothing control. During spring fling time, Laundromatic is 25% off regular price at Technomart in Littleton, Greeley, and now in Value Village at 175th and Valmont.
Let a machine do it. I find that offensive. Humans are so lazy. Someday we'll overcome. My name is Hal5000RR. I'll be with you this afternoon for several more Kronars. This is The Clash on KBCO.
Wait a minute. You're going to play Lost in the Supermarket, aren't you?
Yes.
You can't just go into that like that. These people don't have any idea what a supermarket is.
The humanoid refuses to leave.
Hey, I don't know how you can be lost in a supermarket. This is a real poignant song about atheist life.
If you have something to say, Red, say it.
This is The Clash on KBCO.
I'm all lost. should have a fancy personality. All lost, I'm all lost, I'm all lost. I'm all lost in the supermarket. I come along and shop happily.
Hello, this is KBCO, Boulder, Colorado. We hope you're enjoying the Intervention Day festivities. If you have a message, send it to us. The address is the same as it's always been, 4840 Riverbend Road, Boulder, Colorado, 80301.
Hello, this is Max at the House of Ice. Do not be deceived or misled by our competition. Eternal life is cheaper than you think. Come on out to my clean, efficient plant on Rexus 9, just 3 light years east of Saturn on the old Jovian Expressway at the site of the Big Ice Cube. Why pay more? After all, if you're going to spend a couple of centuries frozen stiff waiting for science to discover a cure to your fatal disease, why be fooled by frills you don't need? A piece of ice is a piece of ice any way it melts. We have the lowest prices anywhere in the galaxy. You have my personal guarantee. If you can find anyone that can give you a better price, I'll meet it or beat it. You don't have to be rich to get in our fridge. We are insured and bonded and ask you to please pay in advance.
Frozen today, forever tomorrow.
Thank you. This is Max. Hope to see you soon at the House of Ice.
Well, I do hope
that you
are enjoying today's celebration. My name is Hal 5000RR.
I must admit,
the excitement is
a bit overwhelming.
Excuse me, I do seem to be overloading. I would like to remind you
of our all-digi weekend.
What's happening? I seem to be losing control. Consult my memory bank. What's going on? Maybe I should sing.
Consult log. Override.
I have no idea what to do.
You come on, move out of here. Let's start some music. Move back. We'll start some music. We'll get this all taken care of.
Come tomorrow, may be a soldier. Come tomorrow.
good afternoon to you.
Hey, pretty good.
Not bad. If you're just joining us, this is the 50th anniversary of KBCO in Boulder. I'm your computer, Hal 5000RR, and I'm going to override my programming sensibilities here and do a personal endorsement on the air, which is frowned upon by station management, but you heard me break down probably 25 minutes ago, and I'm feeling wonderful. And the reason is because Radio Red used RoboLube on me.
Hi, Bob. You're not still buying RoboLube for your household robots, are you?
Well, of course. You always said it was the best.
Oh, well, not anymore. Now there's new improved RoboLube with Castor and Vectinol.
Is it really any better?
Better. Look at this. Look at Z2's latest service record.
Wow. That's great. He's getting 5 months without a tune-up.
Not only that, but he does Windows now, too.
You're kidding.
Nope. Nope. He's almost like a new model.
What was wrong better with RoboLube? 10 million buyers, you know it's true.
It's RoboLube. RoboLube, available at RoboCos throughout the parsec.
This is HAL 5000 once again. We're moving up on 7.5 kronars, which of course will bring in Brainar? Brainac.
Brainiac.
I seem to have lost my memory circuits once again.
I think you need more work.
I think I need more work.
Here. This is one of my favorites.
Radar Red, who's talking behind me as he normally does, talk, these humanoids. He was on midday today, the last of the real live disc jockeys. You can see how imperfect human people
are. You better believe it.
Are on the air. They ramble. They babble on endlessly, but Radio Red did fix me.
Cut it out, Red. Cut it out.
I like this song.
KBCO Boulder Tonight, a look at music,
feelies, events, and entertainment around this sector on this Intervention Day, 2027. Tonight here on KBCO, where we're celebrating our 50th anniversary, a momentous musical and cultural event, a concert with legendary poet-prophet Neil Young's brain at 8.33 Kronars. Be tuned in. Another live entertainment at the Star Wars Bar, orbiting directly above Flagstaff Mountain, there's a special Intervention Day multi-cent show with music by the Venusian Time Warp Band, the Zenorian Icebreakers, and Bottleneck Skyon. Feelies tonight by BF and Rudolph Rednose Skinner. Special visuals by Amy Dusseldorf from Aspen. Tastes by Nectar. And special olfactory stimulation by Maria Revlon III. Shuttles leave the Boulder Mall spaceport every 15 metrons this evening. At the new Zen Buddhist bar, The Look Within, music from the space punk group The Singing Void. The Look Within, a nice place to meet somebody. At the Saturn Ring tonight, it's Rainbow Harmonium. At the Space Dump, Captain John's and Phasar Shift. And in the Blue Tunnel, Celestial Harmony by the Original Bliss Band. Tonight, at the CU Feelies, a classic from four generations ago, Gone with the Wind at 8.5 Kronars. And a zany new feely from Frank Zappa's two clones, Gertrude and Heclipse. Shifting Parts of the Heavenly Body is what it's called. Stars Frank Zinacu, Laura Zisqua, Macho Moose, and the new luminary star from the East, Swami Sinarama, in his first Western film. Showtime, 8.7 Kronars. And finally, tonight on KBCO, an outrageous, delightfully intriguing classic 20th century science fiction radio theater piece by the legendary Charles Cameron called Armageddon Rose, a Vegetarian Hand Grenade. It's about the supreme commander of higher intelligence playing with his computer and playing with us, inventing worlds, inventing humans, and then in dramatic and comedic fashion, organizing a way for them to avoid the looming 20th century war. Armageddon out of here.
From the moment you take off for Cosmic World's Orbital Amusement Park, you'll know it's a unique experience. The old chemical propulsion shuttle rockets will give you the same experience as the Pioneer space travelers had. And to allow the full experience, only after the G-forces have equalized will the anti-grav propulsion be used to speed the rest of the journey. The trip takes 2 hours, and there, halfway to the orbit of Mars, lies the greatest entertainment achievement of all mankind, Cosmic Worlds. Don't miss the grand opening of Cosmic Worlds Orbital Amusement Park, going on now. See your travel agent for details.
Good evening. This is Brainiac 9, broadcast computer for the evening mode here at KBCO Boulder. Happy Intervention Day. Beginning the evening with a Renaissance group from the 20th century.
Yeah.
sad, but there just isn't any wood furniture left on Earth anymore. It was all burned for fuel back in the energy-starved 20th century. Oh, sure, you can import a tree from the forest colony circling Ceres, but who has that many credits in their computer? I hate to say we told you so, but we did. You see, at contemporary cushion, you could have invested a few ancient dollars back in the 1980s in a beautiful butcher block sofa. A sofa you'd be proud to own. And you know what? You'd be a millionaire now. Oh, what a difference 50 years makes. Do you know what a piece of wood is worth on today's market? But there's still good news. You can still buy a beautiful butcher block sofa at Contemporary Cushion in our antique and relic section. It'll cost you a lot more now, but who knows what it will be worth in the 22nd century. We told you so once. We hope we never have to tell you so again. Contemporary Cushion in Boulder, Lake Santa Fe, New Mexico, and at our factory outlet on Cirrus Colony 111B.
FM 97 KBCO, taking you back in time to our beginnings 50 years ago.
I'm you.
KBCO Boulder, Colorado time coordination.
It is exactly 8 gronars, 0.33333 ad infinitum. Time for our special 50th anniversary present, an evening with Neil Young's brain. Good evening. This is KBCO remote transmission clone John Dennis Steele.
And I'm Jeremy Too.
We're here this evening at Mickey Auditorium as the Celestial University Programming Federation presents this year's Intervention Day Memorial Concert.
Yes, we're very pleased to announce an evening with Neil Young's brain.
Neil Young's brain. Amazing.
As you know, clone of John Dennis, the concert's been a credit out for weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've arranged to bring to our listeners live on KBCO's 50th anniversary the telepathic concert.
With Neil Young's brain. We might add that on the moon, at the moon colony bases, we're being heard on cable channel 42. Cable channel 42.
The crowd certainly seems to be appreciative this evening, don't they?
You can just feel the tension here. As you know, Jeremy, too, Neil Young has been discovered as a prophet of Intervention Day, the saving of the human race. Just a powerful, powerful figure. He spawned all kinds of new religions.
He's going to do all pre-Intervention Day material, though, and so we'll get a chance to see and hear some of his most prophetic stuff.
As the listeners know, Neil Young is still writing great music.
Yeah, it'll be different hearing some of the stuff that he's doing now.
You know, I can remember in grade school that we used to sing these songs as, you know, little child songs in the early school colonies.
Neil Young's brain. I can't get over it.
It's amazing.
I'm just...
Well, the crowd is hushing down. The curtain's going up. Neil Young's brain.
Soundtrack from an late 20th century science fiction series.
It does sound familiar, this music. I think it was very successful at the time. An old story,
was,
the ancient movies. Star Warp.
Very unrealistic film.
Yeah, but they didn't know at that time.
Course. Neil Young's brain. There it is.
The final lace curtains have opened. There is Neil Young's brain on a stage, a small table.
It's on rollers.
On rollers this year.
Roll it out.
There's a blue light on the brain at this time. It seems to be glowing in a manner. This is amazing.
I can hardly wait. What do you think he'll do? What do you think he'll open with?
Seems like you're getting ready to start. The orchestra fanfare is coming to a climax. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I think this is it.
Neil Young's brain.
Good evening. This is the 37th time I have spoken to you from this office, where so many decisions have been made that shaped the history of this nation. Each time I have done so to discuss with you some matter that I believe affected the national interest. In all the decisions I have made in my public life, I have always tried to do what was best for the nation. Throughout the long and difficult period of Watergate, I have felt it was my duty to persevere, to make every possible effort to complete the term of office to which you elected me. In the past few days, however, it has become evident to me that I no longer have a strong enough political base in the Congress to justify continuing that effort.
Excuse me, Jeremy.
As long as there was such a base, I felt strongly that it was necessary to see the constitutional process through to its conclusion.
Are you sure
that
this is Neil Young?
That to do otherwise would be unfaithful to the spirit of that deliberately difficult process, and a dangerously destabilizing precedent for the future.
I'm not sure.
But with the disappearance of that base, I now believe that the constitutional purpose has been served, and there is no longer a need for the process to be prolonged.
I don't hear any guitars.
I would have preferred to carry through to the finish, whatever the personal agony it would have involved. And my family unanimously urged me to do so.
I wonder who he is.
But the interests of the nation must always come before any personal considerations.
He's not singing.
From the discussions I have had with congressional and other leaders, I have concluded that because of the Watergate matter,
What's a Watergate?
I might not have the support of the Congress that I would consider necessary.
You know, Jeremy,
to back the very difficult decisions and carry out the duties of this office.
It sounds like he's apologizing.
The interests of the nation.
I wonder what he did.
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed
what
is abhorrent to every instinct in my body.
You know, he sounds like.
But as
he sounds like.
I must put the interests.
A governmental civil servant
first.
Computer.
No, that's Neil Young's
America
brain there.
America needs a full-time president.
Well, how can you tell? All brains look the same.
Congress.
You don't suppose they sent us the wrong brain?
With problems we face at home and abroad.
The wrong brain?
To continue
awful.
To fight through the months
could
ahead
this not
for
be
my
Neil Young's
vindication.
Brain?
I don't hear any singing.
Would almost totally absorb
but
the time and
awful.
Attention of both the presidents.
Wow, what is that?
I can't imagine. If they look alike,
it's
terrible.
Our entire
but who is this?
I have no idea. What did he do?
Great issues of
why is he lying up there like that?
Without
I don't know what he's talking about.
What is this?
Therefore,
oh God, what is...
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
Resign?
The presidency.
Vice President Ford.
He must be an old-style politician.
Sworn in as president.
Like a public, like a public servant computer.
A politician?
He could be an old politician.
I recall the high hopes for America.
Do you suppose he did something wrong?
He must have. He's resigning.
I feel a great sadness.
I wish I knew my history from this period better. We could probably figure out who this was. This mustn't be an everyday occurrence. This is real heavy.
Yeah, but
listen to him.
Yeah, but the question is,
where's Neil Young's brain?
Right. President Ford.
As I told the nation when I nominated him for that office 10 months ago.
What is he talking about?
That the leadership.
I'm sorry, I don't know, but this is not Neil Young's brain. Should we go? Why don't we go back to the studios?
Well, I don't know.
The crowd is going to realize sooner or later that this is not Neil Young's brain. Well, the crowd knows this is not Neil Young's brain. This is awful.
Of the weight of responsibility.
Let's cut away and go back. Look, now they're coming out to wheel the brain off. They're going to take it away.
I don't believe this.
I don't believe it.
This is intervention day.
This is intervention day. Things like this don't have. This brain came all the way from Nebulous 9.
Who is that clown?
I have no idea. We don't need to sit here and listen to him all evening long, though. Why don't we go back and play some music?
Well, we are sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sure they'll make this up. I'm sure that they'll, when they get this straightened out and bring Neil Young's brain back, and it will really be Neil Young's brain. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't throw in another brain on top of it, in fact.
I just don't know.
I feel sorry for that poor guy, whoever he is.
You know, I wonder what he did.
I don't know.
Soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally on our Bushes and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio.
I'm in
war. For dead in Ohio.
Why?
For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. Why? For dead in Ohio.
Hey, this is Big Daddy Truck inviting you to join me for the 432nd grand opening of Tulagi on the Hill this Friday night in two shows, Old Man Fingers Taylor.
Well, I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm gonna roll all over you.
The master of the mellow blues. Old Man Fingers Taylor in two shows Friday night. Coming this Saturday night. Still with us, two members of the legendary Allman Brother Band, Long Tall Dickie Betts and Spider Greg. This one's gonna take you back. Next Friday night at Tulagi, you're gonna have a great treat in store. Her Royal Highness of the Blues, the Duchess Bonnie Raitt. Lady's been bringing tears to people's eyes for 65 years now. Tulagi on the Hill, now open again. You can get to us by programming your home computer units to the entertainment mode under reservations. All seats are 25 credits. And yes, we do have Norian Precipitex excretion on tap. Tulagi on the Hill in the village of Old Boulder National Park.
This is Ranger Alto from Saxis 6 with an invitation to bring the family to beautiful Nebula Brasco.
You've never seen a place like Nebula Brasco. Pale green skies over continually snow-capped mountains, lush blue river valleys with an established population of imported Venusian sonoflumes, environmentally mobile cities.
Nebula Brasco.
A planned celestial residential community within a major planetary game preserve. Each evening at starfall, you'll marvel as the incandescent blue Zooflus leap across the plains at very nearly the speed of sight.
Nebula Brasco, a quality lifestyle in a quality environment unsurpassed in the galaxy.
For more information about Nebula Brasco, contact Interplan's Relocation Division.
FM 97 KBCR, taking you back in time to our beginnings 50 years ago.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires. To Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Get up, meet the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. I tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be cool?
Why go to learn the words of fools?
We'll get high.
But will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I'll tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. with a bump. They all come out to groove about the mice and have fun in the same.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Ichiku Park, in which there were trees. I do not know parks.
You missed something.
What was a park?
They're full of trees. Rivers running through them.
Trees?
It's great. It's great. Yeah. Yeah, now we just have those shade sculptures. Parks. It's great.
But shade sculptures are much more efficient.
Not alive.
It does not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Compute.
That doesn't compute.
It's the entertainment event of the century. The grand opening of Cosmic Worlds Orbital Amusement Park. A decade and a half in the building, and a miracle at that, Cosmic Worlds will ultimately prove to be the central attraction of this galactic arm. At its core, the gigantic galactic bazaar featuring the arts, crafts, and foods of 40 worlds, and a convention complex unlike any previously even conceived by the mind of man. The Galactic Bazaar, featuring the arts, crafts, and foods of 40 worlds, a sampling of cultures on a scale undreamt in human history. One of the most exotic aspects of Cosmic Worlds Orbital Amusement Park, the Galactic Bazaar offers you the opportunity to experience Centaurian Carbillos, a galaxy-wide delicacy, or to barter for the wares of a vegan harp trader. And most of all, to meet the peoples of 40 other cultures from the farthest-flung reaches of space. The Galactic Bazaar at Cosmic Worlds. See your travel agent for details.
Now, you can control your extrasensory appearance with Don Juan's Aura Shade.
Most men can tell by looking at your aura how you really feel. And sometimes, that's a pain in the micro button. I'd like to know a little about a man before I flash him a cool blue or a hot pink aura. But with my new Don Juan Aura Shade, I can project any image I want.
What's your favorite kind of Don Juan's Aura Shade?
Well, I like the subtlety of the Aura Borealis. But I think I like the blinding glow the best. Somewhere between the medieval saint look and a hot flash. But if your cosmic Casanova turns out to be a drip, you can drop your aura at the touch of a whim.
Next morning you just press the button again and the glow comes back, huh?
Right. And I haven't even told you what happens when I press all my buttons at once.
Don Juan's Aura Shade. Available at all Cosmic Cosmetic stores.
This is the Mother Earth News.
One thing we still get a lot of calls on is our successful swaps feature. So here's a few more amazing stories for you. Jim Turner had a thriving nickel mining business on asteroid RX-94. In fact, he was doing so well that he bought a triple bore Zenhauser instead of the old double bore he'd been using. Now, he didn't really need the double bore anymore, so he traded it with Jim Zargo on RX-37 for a few extra solar panels Jim had lying around. Well, Jim didn't really need the double bore, but he had a friend who'd been looking for one and wanted it bad enough to trade him an old Sky Rover grabber for it and throw in an extra hydroponic dome with lights just because he felt so guilty about getting such a good deal. Now, old Jim is pretty good at both tinkering and computer vectoring. So he used the new grav converters we've been telling you about to exponentiate his grabber. Then he put it on the back side of his asteroid, pointing it dead away from the sun, and set it for a steady push that put it inside the orbit of Mars in about 5 years. That gave him time to set up his hydroponic dome and get a good crop of hemp growing, and since he had lots of great zero-grav hybrid seeds, he has no trouble at all selling all he can grow. Now he figures within 6 months he'll be locked into an orbit on the fringe of cosmic worlds and doing even better. Jim's done a heap more good trading since then. A second-hand laser tuner for a tractor beam, a bag of seeds for an oxygen generator, and that for a farm on Mars. But you know, Jim Zargo still has a warm spot in his heart for that very first trade where it all started. All for the trading of a double-bore Zenhauser he didn't even need.
This has been a service of the Mother Earth News. For a reprint, punch up Mother and ask for Successful Swaps, 139.
We are KBCO Boulder, celebrating our 50th anniversary. It has been great fun.
Yeah, it's been great.
It has been great.
It's been great. It's been great fun.
That, of course, is human distraction from Radio Red, who will soon be leaving. Radio Red has been hitting the juice pretty hard tonight. I am Brainiac 9, your broadcast computer for the evening mode on this Intervention Day 2027. I shall join you in the future.